Blog Talk Radio.
You are now logged into GrudgeInc.us, the number one source for grudge racers coast to coast.
Good evening, guys. Welcome to Grudge Talk. I want to apologize for the slight delay we had tonight. Got a few issues with the board, but seem to got the kinks worked out. So decided to try to delay it for a few minutes. And like I said, luckily we got everything up and going. So just as a test, I'm not going to open your mic up, but if you can hear me, just somebody press 1 on your phone while I know that I am connected out there. Just make sure we got everything. Okay, good. All right. To kind of start off the show, I know I'm got a lot on the plate tonight for us with the show and with the boys, but I will try to say this much that I had the opportunity to go out to Houston this weekend to kind of spend some time with the bikes out there at the H&P trail. Kind of want to give a shout out to those guys. I really enjoyed myself, and they definitely know how to race when they're out there in Texas. Got the chance to see Grudge racing, which I actually put a video together that I'm probably going to end up posting out there in the Snack Shack as well. I know I posted it out there in the Gulf Coast topic, but really didn't have the time to kind of post it the way I wanted to. But all that, and then I know it was a big Grudge race up at the Rock as well. Sorry, both races kind of hit the head on each other, but I mean, I kind of wanted to be in both places at both times. But I know a lot of the guys from the South was going up to represent, and from what the writing and stuff and listening to the comments, stuff looked like they all represented pretty well. The upcoming event, you know, we got a whole list of them. And so I'm going to announce a few, and I'm sure more of them, they come up, will come on tonight and talk about the race. I got a call from Cecil tonight, and he said that he was unable to because of the time delay, but he had to go on the road or something. But he did leave me some information to kind of put out there for his race that's coming up on September 28th. So I go on to get that out the way now. It's called the Horsepower Hustle race, which is going to be held September 28th in Virginia. And he did state also that there's several changes to this event this year that he has made. The entry fee this time is going to be $50 for the Grudge bikes, and it's going to be $15 for the crew members. And it's going to be an all-Grudge event, so there will be no classes or anything of that nature. It's just strictly Grudge racing. He also stated that the gates is going to open up at 9 o'clock a.m. and racing start at 10. So you would actually have from 10 o'clock a.m. to 11 o'clock p.m. to do all your racing you want to. And he also said, too, on Friday night, September 27th, they're going to have a test and tune session, which will be $150 per bike Friday night, and that's going to be testing from 10 a.m. to 5 p.m. all day long. And then he said from 6 to 11 is when all the cars and all that stuff come in, which if you paid that day the $150 for the bikes, that you will be able to attend at 6 to 11 testing free. So just kind of wanted to put that out there from Cecil and HTP. That's the Hustle Horsepower. Also, we got several events coming up down here in the South as well. We got the State Capitol Race, which is Big J birthday bash race coming up on Grudge Fest. We got a few races in October coming up, which October the 12th, I want to say, that's going to be that race out there for Dawson. Sorry, because I don't have my notes in front of me, really, just kind of reading off from memory. And October the 19th, gonna have Hub City's gonna have a bike event. Hopefully, we get a few to come in and chime in and kind of talk about that race. And let me back up to October the 5th. There will be a race in Lena as well. I think they're gonna do something for the bikes up there as well. The track has been renovated and the track has been resurfaced and all. And so, I think the track owner wants to kind of show some attention to the bikes, and so I want to say that it's going to be a bike event in Lena, Mississippi. That's October the 5th. So with that being said, we're going to go on and open up the lines because I know that we got a few more announcements for us in the races. So we're going to start opening up the phone lines for anybody else that have any more announcements they want to make about races. We got 4403. Your line is open.
What's going on, Benji?
I can't call it, Grill. What's going on with you, man?
Ain't nothing. Been chilling.
I heard that. So what you got coming up, man? I'll be hearing things about this Holiday Beach race.
Yeah, September the 21st. We going at it again. This will be my third Grudge Fest that I done did, and it's getting better and better every year. Got real good turnout every year, and it's, like I said, it's getting better and better, and I got a lot of local guys that's done, actually got their bikes up to par, and been telling me they're going to come out and, you know, try to get some racing done. So that's what we're going to be doing September 21st. It's not no big headliner. I did not do a max race for people to come because I think that's kind of getting old. A lot of people agree in the races and not doing them, and these people, they paying their money to see some races. So I know it's going to be a lot of racing, but the way I'm just going to advertise it, just come on, and, I know that they'll be satisfied if they come out.
And I understand that. And I actually will be rolling on the video with a little preview, so tell forum that's listening to kind of keep an eye out for that. We'll be posting it on several sites and stuff, so I'm looking forward to do that, and kind of looking forward also to come over there and hang out with you again and get some footage and stuff. Hopefully that we can have some good races to show to the people that wasn't able to make it to this event or whatever. But.
Oh, yeah, it's going to be it's gonna be a lot of fun. Like I said, there's some guys down here that's pretty clever with them hand-clutch motorcycles, and I know it's done got to the point now where everybody running big, big, big bikes, running for big, big, big pots. And like I said, at the same time, you wind up not really seeing a whole lot of racing, but this is the type of race that, you may see 15, 20, $500 to $1,000 passes. You're not going to see that $20,000 race. You're not going to see that.
Right.
But you're going to see, Jeffro, he run his bike up there all the time. And, Jeffro will take a $1,000 race all day long. But some people, they get a tendency if the pot ain't big, they feel like it's not a race. But, that's where Grudge Racing is kind of getting a little off of where it used to be at. I can remember when Shine, Lil Fred and all the little boys used to run you for just whatever. You know what I'm saying?
Right.
But it's changing a lot, but. Hey, I done got off of the big bike. In my eyes, it was a big bike, sexy. And I got a little 67-inch hand-clutch, true hand-clutch motorcycle that I'm going to be up there with. And, hey, I'm going to be – I can hot lap it. I'm going to race it. That's what I went back and got it for. So it's going to be a lot of fun, man.
Right. Oh, yeah. And can you also what the time for with the gates and stuff opening are?
The temperature is going to be the big factor in it. It's September 21st.
Okay.
So I'm just going to say it like this here. If it be pretty warm, and 9 times out of 10, it still be around September, the gates will probably open at 12, but we probably won't run the track until about 5 that evening. And it's going to be all Grudge and no classes. There will be cars there. I will tell you, there will be cars there, but cars, like I said, will not take priority over the motorcycles. The cars have had 3 Grudge events already. They will be there for traction. The track works very, very well. Priceless ran Cocaine there last year and ran great numbers. Jeffro run his bike there. ACP has ran theirs there. And hooking is not an issue at this track. Either lane, left or right, works great. That's why I advertise the race. Spread it out because I know that the track will work. I ain't going to have to come to a track that's not going to work. So, like I said, track will be ready at 5 to get on the track and all grudging. Grudging take priority over, just anything going on. In my out-of-towners, I know 95% of them, they can ask Priceless. You will get on that track. I have a lane for you. I don't care if you're just testing. But I just don't believe in a man traveling you know, anything over 4 hours and can't get on the track, you know.
Right.
I don't get out like that. It's 15 to get in and 15 to grudge. So you're looking at $30 and you in the clear. You can raise all day long. It ain't going to be no $40 tech card and 20 to get in, none of it. It's more or less a raise that don't nobody really make a whole lot of money off of, but we just have a lot of fun. And I try to give these local people a chance to see some really big time mics, because around here, they think that, you know, what I got is top notch, but it's some nice mics out here. I mean, for real, though. You know, we're in the country, but Spectator count me crazy. It's in between Birmingham and Tuscaloosa, so I get a lot of people from both areas, Birmingham and Tuscaloosa, and Spectator count is always crazy, always. Okay. And it's a grudge track. They will let you cry out that water box. All they want you to do is get out of the way when the race is over. You know, you don't have to worry about watching a race from 6 miles. You don't have to worry about when you got to have a wristband and be with this bike and all that. You don't. And I'm not bashing nobody's event. I have not been to any events really this year. I'm just letting people know how this event goes. Okay. And it's just about every pass be for money, because it's an affordable race. It don't cost a lot to get in, and you ain't got to worry about a man telling you, if you ain't got 2,000, I ain't going to crank my bike up. These guys will run you for anything, you know.
Okay.
So it is what it is, man, and I appreciate you letting me get on here and say something about it, because cycle bikes, you know, you really can't say anything on cycle bikes anymore about events unless you are a site sponsor.
Right.
I'm not a site sponsor. So via Facebook, Johnny Grip Story, I've got a lot of friend requests in. And when you make the video, I'm also going to put it on my page.
Okay.
And that way, people can actually look and just see it. If they feel like it's something that they're interested in coming to, we do it every year in September, October, something like that. End of the year, we do it every year.
Right. I got you. Okay. Well, I'm sure before now and then, you can feel more than welcome to come on back on. And as we get closer and you see a thing where the weather's going to change, you know, it'll be a little bit cooler, and, you know, kind of can come out here and just say, well, man, look, you know, the times have changed or whatever. We're going to move things up or backwards or whatever. So, you know, just feel free at any time if you want to say anything. You know, like I said, just feel free to come on board, man.
Oh, yeah, man. I hadn't been on here a whole lot, man, because, like I said, I actually went and bought my bike back, my little hand clutch bike. I bought it back about a month ago, and I'm enjoying it. So, you know, I'm planning on throwing it on the trailer, you know, riding out here or there somewhere, you know what I'm saying, just having fun with it. I mean, I raise anything with the bike. Just they make it right. You know what I'm saying?
Right.
There ain't no such thing as I can't raise it because it's 6 or 7 inches with a hand clutch,
right.
You know what I'm saying? And make it right. I don't mind trying to gamble. You know what I'm saying? That's me. That's what I do.
Right. I got you. Okay, and well, we got about, let's see, 8, 9 callers in line, so I'm assuming that they got stuff to talk about for these upcoming events. But I do tell you to hang on and kind of check out the rest of the show if you want to. If you feel free, you got something else to say, like I say, this first of your line will be open, so. Because I know, and if I know, well, I think a lot of people have a lot of questions to ask about this past weekend for us with these races. So I'm going to move on, man, and try to open up the lines and let each and every one kind of express their own opinion. So let me go on and open up these lines, Griff, and see if I can clear them up. And then, you know, if you feel want to come back in, you can do that. If not, you can just come on and listen.
Yeah, I'm here. I'm listening.
Okay. All right, well, we got 2640. Your line is open. No, 2640, your line is open. All right, 2101, your line is open.
Hey, what's up, buddy?
Hey, what's up, Ro?
Oh, man, I'm just sitting on the couch listening to this old fire heartbeat, man.
Okay, I got you. Okay. We're gonna move on down the line, and I'm sure you're probably gonna chime on back in here sooner or later. We got your 3692. Your line is open. All right, got 3234. Your line is open. That's 0833. Your line is open. All right, 9017. Your line is open.
What's up with you?
What's up, man?
Shit, I was just chiming in.
Okay. Yes, indeed. Man, tell me you had a nice weekend. You was able to get the mic down the track, man.
Say what now?
I said, maybe you can come on here because I didn't even ask the question that I wanted to ask, you know, just kind of want to clear these lines that was up earlier. Can you give me a rundown, man, of what happened or what race that took place this weekend?
Well, you know, Katrina, Sam Cook, Ray, Billy Mays, Cole Commander, Buck had an all motor. Buck had an all motor booster that he ran that Mandingo bike with.
Okay.
Mandingo bike won that one. Of course, you know about Chris Moe. That street tie class with Chris Moe.
Chris Moe won the street tie?
Yeah, Chris Moe ran won the street tie. Oh. And then I think White Ghost with Richard will ride, ran Chris Moe and White Ghost had won that one.
Okay.
Okay. It was a lot of races, man. It was so many goddamn races. It was ridiculous. So, you know, it was just. The track got damn. The track was on point though. From the time the gates opened until shit really did close. Well, so. They got their feet a little high up ahead. You can't complain with it because I had a good time.
Okay.
Kill them all.
What's up, Wish?
What's up, man? You know who you're talking to?
Yeah, girl, you know I know your boy.
What been going on, man?
Man, they've been chilling, Coach Stanton, for real, man.
I heard that you got your bike straightened up.
Yeah, I got the shock being fixed. Now, that's the only thing wrong with it.
Bottoming out.
Motherfuckers just bouncing back up so fast and goddamn dust was on the bike. You know, when after the 100 mark, the motherfuckers shoot up in the air. So.
Okay, you were rebounding too fast.
Yeah, the rebound bad on it, so we got to get that shit fixed.
Yeah. Okay then. Well, you going to come see me on the 21st?
Yeah, I'm going to try. The real thing is great. You know, I got a test bro. I guess I got to ride the motherfucking test to make sure everything's straight. You know,
okay.
I know everything's straight for as soon. I just got, you know, I got to adjust that shock to my waking. You know how that shit go.
Yeah. I understand. Well, you know, I was just letting you know, man, we doing a little something. I ain't the one to try to say you'll get a raise, but the bikes will be there. If they don't raise, it's on them. You know what I'm saying? So. The bikes will be there, so I'm a little bit local for you because, I mean, what, you maybe 3 hours away. So, you probably ain't that
3 hours.
I mean, something like that, yeah. But it's all good, though. It's all good.
Kill zone.
What's up?
This is Eugene, man. It was good to get a chance to meet you, the one from the Katrina camp. Finally put a, you know, face to the voice.
Yeah,
we got a chance to hang out and, you know, talk a little more and have some fun.
Exactly.
And win a little money.
Yeah,
all man. I want is my buddy Alex to come on this radio.
You know Alex coming.
I got a Bud Light for him and I want him to drink it. Hey, I want them 1,000 on it.
All them cats up, man.
Them 1,000.
Yeah.
Hey,
y'all
trying to run? What race y'all got? Y'all got a race set up for when this event y'all going to?
Who us?
Katrina, yeah, Katrina camp.
We going to I think the one that the next one is in Baton Rouge, if I'm not mistaken, on the 28th, and then after that we're going to Valdosta, if I'm not mistaken. If anything in between that, now if anything that I might be missing, that we might substitute, but the, you know what I'm saying?
We y'all ain't got nothing lined up for the 28th.
No, we ain't got nobody in line for us locked in. But I think we're going to be in Baton Rouge because, you know, that's right outside. That's our home strip.
Oh, okay, okay, okay.
Yeah. So we'll probably be there. But if anything else come up, you know, it don't matter to us wherever. We'll make that move. I was just disappointed that we didn't get a chance to make that move up there with a couple of them fellas. You know?
Who else y'all was supposed to race?
The one out.
Yeah.
You talking about Ed and them?
That's what we come for them.
That's what we came for.
If you remember correctly, last week on the show, Eddie was talking real rough about what he was going to do.
Yeah.
Eddie known, talk crazy. I guess that's why he got his name, Eddie Kane.
Yeah. I mean, that was our main purpose of coming. I mean, the man told us to fuck us, so that's what we came to do, is let him do what he wanted to do to us.
Well, let me tell you Eddie's exact words last week on the show. That slow-ass pass that Katrina made, fuck Katrina. Something to that standards that you
did. Yeah, I know what you're talking about now. I talked to Buck about six times. Man. He was acting like he was so fucking angry. He was agitated that goddamn. I think his main race that he wanted to do was with Eddie Kane too.
Well, so, even Tabbox them wanted to run him with Kingpin. They offered the race for him and they wouldn't take it.
Yeah, that's what I'm saying. Wanted to run him with Kingpin,
I'll tell you how bad if you want to know how bad we wanted to run them, they showed up at 11:30, talking about running up at a track that closed at 12. We offered to pay the track people to keep the track open at 1 o'clock. That's how the track wound up staying at 1 o'clock. The guys went up and asked, and they said, okay, we'll stay open at 1. Now tell me what's happening.
I think they came at 10 to 10:30, but it ain't much different though.
But tell me this, Kilo. Now you was there. Did you see Ed and them go down the track and make good clean pass?
Yes, I got them all on video.
All
right. Well, why they didn't run? Why did you think? What's your opinion?
I ain't got no opinion, man. I don't know, man. You have to ask them.
Hold on. Oh, wait a minute, you got an opinion about everything. Now I'm asking your opinion about this. Why they didn't run?
Man, leave Kills on.
The only thing I really heard, man, like I was hearing that like around like 4 or 5 o'clock that they was on the way, man. You know, I don't know what happened.
I'm talking about we got there and made them clean pass. Killzone is all over Psycho Bike telling his opinions of everything. And what we asking for now for you to do the same thing. Why they didn't race?
Man, maybe that shit went dialed in, man. I mean, people say Eddie Kane won't run. Unless you see close to his normal. I mean, I'm sure they're gonna come on here tonight. And let everybody know what happened, you know.
Well, let me stop you guys in there because we got about 5 callers in queue. So let me open up some of these lines and see if any of these catches. We've got 3494. Your line is open.
What's going on, Chris? What's going on? Hey, how things been going,
man? Man, it's been going. What about you?
Still staying low key, staying under the radar, man. This is Mr. 750. I know I haven't been here in a while, but I'm still following everybody and supporting everybody. But, you know, just keeping a quiet mouth.
I got you. There's nothing wrong with that.
When your next event?
Man, it's true. It won't be until probably November sometime. They got other races that's in line now, man. So we're just going to, I guess, take what's left over with, at the end of the year. Because I think September and October.
Going to be in Twigs?
No, it'll probably be down in Hub. So this probably be an ATV race, man. I probably won't be back to Twigs till next year sometime with the scheduling and stuff. Because I think it's a race over there in September. And October is so much going on, and then November is cold, so I'll just wait, man, until next year probably. There's too much going on, and just kind of sit back and attend some of these other races that's coming up.
That's what's up.
Yeah.
King Kong.
Yo.
Pull back. Just a little bit. I know you anxious.
All right, we got another number here, man. 4521. The line is open.
Four five two one.
Your line is open. Man. Okay, we got 0510. Your line is open.
What's up, y'all? It's Lil Rich.
Hey, what's going on, man?
What's up, Lil Rich?
What's up, Rich?
Ain't none. I queued in to tell Killzone. He asked what the next event was, and for us and it. Pee-wee, I know you don't know, but we're gonna go to Baton Rouge. You said Baton Rouge. We're gonna go to VMP, the Horsepower Hustle Part Two. Cecil's ACP's next event at VMP.
That's on the 28th,
or 27th, or 28th, something like whatever that weekend.
Well, that's the same weekend.
28th. It's the 28th. Yeah.
Okay, that's fine. That's when I said I don't know exactly if anything has changed or you know, that I didn't know about, then that's fine. But so I'm glad you cleared that up.
Yeah.
Hey, Rich.
Yeah. What's up?
Y'all just going up there in the blind. Y'all don't know who y'all going to race.
You say we just going up there to what?
Huh?
We just going up there to what?
I say y'all just going up there and y'all don't know who y'all going to race.
We're going to try to race pretty much whoever. I mean, we follow Eddie Kane and them to Mexico. If they're going to be there, we're going to Mexico. Maybe Slim again on his 1,000.
You just ain't wanted to race your booster this weekend?
No, I wanted to. I actually asked him about racing on Saturday night, and then he said no. But, you know, I kind of understand. I think with him showing his time and all that, you know what I mean? Like, I think he just wasn't. I asked him again on Sunday why or whatever, or Saturday night. He said it just wasn't on his mind, you know, like they flashed his time and shit, so I can't be mad, you know what I'm saying? He might feel like I looked at his time and felt like I had him covered or whatever the case may be or whatever. Plus, I don't think the track was working that great for him. But, yeah, I wanted to race. We was trying something. That's why I kept making so many shakedown passes. But I knew what I had to do to make it go down the track. I was willing to race. I tried to run Mandingo, and Mandingo didn't want to race.
That shit was just going to come out my goddamn mouth. You caught me.
Yeah, I asked Mandingo, too. They wouldn't race. He said he wasn't in a position to race right then.
He did a song, too. Well, yeah, I think that bike made. I was up at the stage lane. Everybody made it pay. He was like, any fucking body. He like, any
fucking
body.
See, but that's what everybody told me. Like, you can turn around and say anybody or any old motorbike here or something. Look at left right here. Any old motorbike here or something like
that.
Any
motorbike is self-offended.
Yeah, I guess that's what he meant.
He forgot the exception part.
Yeah, but I don't think he would race Slim neither, though. I think Slim asked him, too. But they might have just been still dialing on their bike or whatever. You know how people get excited after they win a grudge race and just be saying stuff or whatever. He might have just been saying stuff.
Nah, that was on his chest and tune pad. But he did end up racing Buck.
Yeah, he raised Buck. Oh, and that old motorbike that Buck and him had when you was running down the grudge race, he raced that Tonka toy dude too, the big dude's race. And then Lil Charlie got, I think, one in the break from, or the back tire from some booster and lost her. I don't even know what booster that was.
That's the one that they gave him two in the break, huh?
Two in the break, maybe,
the one,
yeah.
That's the one on the video?
Yeah,
I think it was two in the break.
Yeah, he gave him two in the break and went back and got it.
Yeah, and boy, yep, I saw that too, I saw that too. Well, what they did was, I think they set Charlie out there two bikes, and they just had a person stand in the beams, and they both, and I think, I don't know if he got the brake, or I don't know how it worked.
Yeah, he did. The light came down way before his light came down. I know the guy was standing right there, right at the beam, and then I know the one that got the two in the brake, they light came down first.
Right.
And then the both light got the green and both of them took off the tree.
Well, I don't know what the hell you're talking about. How his light come down first and they both take off
the
tree?
Hey, watch. go to Bike Paparazzi and watch the tree.
I damn sure I'm about to, too.
Yeah, go look at it on Bike Paparazzi. It's the first one that's on there. And watch the tree.
Oh, okay.
You know how they do the grudge thing? I mean, how they do bracket racing? If your time is dialed in different from the next person, your side come down first?
Yeah, I ain't see all that, but I'm going to check it out, though.
I think they did do it like that. I mean,
I did do something like that. I ain't never know you could do that, but maybe so.
Yeah, that's what they do in bracket racing.
So that's how he got the break from the tree. The tree fell first, so... How they determine how much sooner the tree was gonna fall?
Well,
I'm gonna give you a half a second break, a 2/10 break. Like, what is that?
I don't know they had it, but I know they came. That his side of the tree came down first, and then right after his tree came down, the other one came down right behind it.
Yeah.
That ain't no break, man. That's something else they had set up.
Yeah.
Yeah, I don't know.
Yeah, because they should have. If they were gonna break, they should have just sit there until one decided to say, "Okay, fuck it, I'm leaving."
Pee-wee, you know how bad you're gonna look if people go in there watch that video and his tree don't fall first.
Somebody just sent me a message on here that's listening. And they said that looked like the back tie in the light.
I told you.
Okay.
So it wasn't a break then.
You got to realize, this is losing. They bracket race every day and lose out. So you know I've been what that's how they do it with the time thing on tree.
Oh, okay. That's cool.
Yeah, but that's what it was. I know his tree came down first because I was looking at that.
Oh, okay. Cool.
And don't you dispute me no more when I tell you something.
No, I ain't going to dispute you, man. I didn't tell you wrong. Yeah, I guess.
Hey, Lil Richard, now you know Pee Wee can ride. Now you seen Pee Wee ride the weekend.
Okay. All right. Okay. You got jokes. Y'all still on that, huh?
Yeah, crazy.
I told you, you got to get that thing out the trailer.
Hey, I got it.
It won't be at now another race. You can believe that. It's going straight in the shop.
You're crazy. Yeah, boy, it's crazy.
Well, guys, I'm going to put you on the spot.
Tonight?
I know that I've received, man, several messages to ask this question tonight that I know Buck made a comment, and I know what you are probably getting ready to say, okay, we know this, but the people who want to know, man, when the Katrina camp and Buck and I'm going to tie up.
Richard, I'm going to let you answer that.
Well, that was something that Buck and C had come up with because of the way them boys talked to us after Baton Rouge. What's up, Coop? The way them boys talked to us after that last race, they said when we go up there, it's going to be East Coast versus the South, and that we wasn't going to race right then that weekend, you know, in front of them. We was going to focus everything on them boys. But I'm sure at their earliest convenience, they're going to be racing each other, too. It ain't no alliance. We ain't the same camp. We ain't teammates. We don't share no tickets or no tune-up info or none of that shit. You know what I'm saying? It just was one of the things we wanted to race Kane, and he wanted to race Cook. Ended up we raced Kane, and I mean, we raced Cook, and that was it. But yeah, some kind of way him and C come up with that, but they still going to race, though.
Okay.
And probably yeah, multiple times, you know.
Y'all going to be at the same track on Hostile Hustler, ain't
it? But son, I think, got some type of something, or it's his daughter's birthday or something like that, so I don't think he's coming to Hostile Hustle.
Oh.
So we
well, one thing about them boys, you ain't got to worry about. They will run.
Yep. Yeah. We raced them all the time. We done raced them multiple times this year already. I mean,
yeah,
we raced them dudes.
I don't care.
Endlessly on all them, on everybody they pull out the trailer, we done been on the track with at some point, except for Kingpin.
Yeah, everybody know Buckle goddamn race.
Yeah, Buckle on race.
Yep, our focus was versus South versus East. That's what we came there to do.
Yeah, yeah, but I'm sure
the boys
sure we'll
told us. They told us they came to Louisiana to take over. Nothing happened, so we made sure we came to their hometown. We took over.
Eugene did not see
you. We ain't take over. We only beat one bike. The bike we came
we
beat the race. So
well, let's put it this way: we took the South took over.
Yeah.
I mean, what you saying, Chris?
I'm saying, man, did I see you do some type of dance or something? I was watching several videos, man. It looked like after that race.
You know, I don't know nothing about that. I ain't see no video that you're going to have to send me that. I ain't see nothing about
okay.
that. That might have been Sean you seen. That wasn't me.
Okay.
I'm getting several texts on my phone telling me to ask the question. Head Buster and Eddie Kane gonna get in the box.
Man, I'm sure they will because they have to. They ain't, not have to. Like you can't tell me what to do with their bike, but I can't see them not racing after everything that's been said after the way they talk and all. Like I'm sure if they'd have got there earlier and could have made more passes and chased their number a little bit more, I'm sure I still give them the benefit of the doubt. I think that they would have raced. And rocking him, you know what I'm saying? But I don't know. I'd say they have to. Kane and them said something about even in the playing field and bringing the booster. So whether it be with their 1,000 or their booster, I'm sure they'll race some kind of way sooner or later.
Well,
we got
two more callers.
Can't help himself.
We got two more callers here, man. So we're actually three here. So let me see if one of these can't answer that question for you. We got 5155. Your line is open. All right. We got 0. No, I'm sorry. We got 6675. Your line is open.
Yeah, I'm just calling to say, what was going on with Custom Cuts this weekend? Why he ain't holding up none of the roots that he said he was going to do?
Custom Cut, goddamn. I'm going to have a shit. Custom Cut had a lot of goddamn problems.
Yeah,
because that's serious problem. Seemed like his transmission was acting up in 1 minute. Look like,
man, that looked like those riding skills and goddamn when everything else fell from there.
I got you. Now, little Rich, man, you look good on that bike this weekend, man. Just want to shout out to that. You look good on that bike, man. Katrina bike moving.
I heard that. All right, we got another caller here. 0726. Line is open.
I got into a car accident in 2001.
0726, your line is open.
I had a very heavy concussion.
Right. Where is Custom Cut tonight?
Man, yeah, shit, he got to come on to goddamn.
I'm telling you, he ain't
right.
Talking about nobody.
Yeah, he gonna have to goddamn come on for goddamn. I just don't understand. Like if you, a lot of us talk shit. So, I mean, if you gonna talk shit like before the race, you should be able to goddamn talk shit after the race, no matter what happens.
True that.
So, you know.
I don't know.
I can't believe we got a silence radio tonight. Custom Cut gonna have to come on to at least liven up the radio.
Tell him he can talk about
Geronimo. Geronimo closed the show down.
I think Geronimo with me, Allen, and Custom Cut was together. I think he was the owner. He said, "I can't believe the three of y'all are together."
Who's the Alex?
the owner of Geronimo said that. He asked who I was, and Custom Cut, Allen was already over there and shit, because I was walking around the track looking for a shop.
No.
And he was like, "I can't believe the three of y'all are together."
Much noise y'all talk out. Yeah,
all right, guys, we got another line here that's open. 9118. Your line is open.
Yeah, man, it's EJ.
Hey, what's going on, EJ?
What's going on, bud?
Man, I can't call it.
Well, damn, why everybody get quiet when I come in?
Oh, man, we was hoping you had an explanation or something.
We thought you was Alex, man. We thought when you opened your mouth, you said this is Alex.
Trust me, he right behind me. I promise you, he's going to be right behind me in just a few minutes.
Oh, okay.
Okay.
I just want to know do he know Daisy. That's all I want to know.
I talked to him earlier. He said he was coming on. I don't know what time he coming on, but I'm pretty sure he's going to be
on. I hope he ain't got no party when he come on.
You got to have one of those.
Look, he's probably going to turn the music up. He's going to turn the music up so can't nobody hear him this time.
No, I doubt that.
All right. So we got another caller. Your line is open.
When Alice come on, I'm getting off.
What's going on, fellas?
You better not.
What's going on, this old Custom Cat? First of all, I want to say something to that guy that owned the Nino Brown bike. He bought somebody up to me, and they shook my hand in Rockham. And I just want to tell him that, tell her that if she friend messaged me on Facebook, I got a poster for her autographed and ready. You know, she says she listens to the radio station every Wednesday, and I want to tell her that I got a poster for her. I'll mail it to her, and it'll be autographed and ready, you know.
Custom Cut.
Yes, sir.
Can I get one of those posters for my son?
Yes, sir. All you got to do is just send me your address. You know, I'm on Facebook, Jarrett Jones.
One of my friends.
Oh, okay. Well, just send me a message. I'll send you a poster, and, hey, free of charge. I don't charge nobody. The models will be in the house in Valdosta. But I want to clear some stuff up that happened over the weekend, fellas, if y'all let me have the floor right now. Okay, first of all, I drove 10 hours, you know, to show up at this race. Everybody saw me there. You know, we had some struggles going out the first couple of passes, but the bike came around. You know, it was a confusion about who I was going to race, when I was going to race, but we was there. We was there to race, and, you know, I don't owe nobody for Caesar Killzone. The bill is paid in full.
You don't owe nobody for who?
I don't owe nobody for my motorcycle, so the bill is paid in full. I know that was an issue last week on the radio, but the bill is paid in full, and I want everybody to know that. I didn't back out of no race. We was there. Some lines got crossed, and the race didn't, you know, get kicked off, but we did win with Geronimo. the DTM camp did win against Louisiana something. Anyway, it was a smoking 1,000 we beat. He shouldn't have got out there. He was smoking like a freight train, and we ran through him like bad greens. You know, and I wanna say that to the Geronimo camp, I appreciate y'all fellas driving all the way from Louisiana and representing the South. You know, we put it down. I won a lot of money on the side. I bet got Jews. I bet a couple of other guys, but we brought home the money, and you know, and that's what I feel sorry for the Sam Cooke camp. They lost against Katrina, but they did put on the show, and a show that I couldn't put on. But those guys race, and that's what it was. So I hope they get their bike back together.
What's up with that? You saying goddamn some lines got crossed, right?
Yeah, I mean, you know what, Killzone, I don't want to get into it because, I mean, that's what I got into over the weekend. I talked to a lot of people that didn't have nothing to do with the camp and lines got screwed up. I mean, I done answered all the questions that I'm going to answer about that race because I don't want nobody to try to take my head off at the next race, even though I will be, you know, equipped to handle that. But I just don't want to answer no questions about that race. I mean, it is what it is. It didn't happen. Lines got crossed, and that's what it is. You know, let's talk about the Geronimo race. Let's talk about the Geronimo race and how we brought it home for the DTM camp. Yeah, let's talk
about that. Yeah, okay, I just don't understand, like, how you be goddamn telling everybody motherfuckers be locked in and all that shit, and you give us full details of lock-in. But when we ask what happened and all that shit, it ain't none of our business, but it's our business when
you give us full details of lock-in. You know what? All I'm saying is that it was a lot of issues with that race that was going on. I was talking to a lot of people that I thought had dealings with that motorcycle. I mean, as the rider, the mechanic.
You know, you're supposed to talk to the main man. You know,
let me ask you this one question.
Do you think if your first two passes, if they would have been clean and you would have saw your number, do you think you would have had conversation with the Sam Cooke camp about racing?
Okay. All right, now I want to answer this. I got to answer the question the way I want to answer. Okay, my first two passes wasn't clean, and I'm pretty sure
if
they were clean.
I said if, man.
Okay, if my passes were clean, I'm pretty sure that the Sam Cooke camp, they would have ran me. But I talked to them guys. I talked to Dusty and I talked to Jeff, the white Jeff, the mechanic, and they said, you know, they needed a couple of passes too. So, I mean, not one time that day did y'all see me watch anybody race. I was focused on my motorcycle. I mean, I was totally zoned in on what I spent my money and my brother's money on. I was focused on Caesar. And didn't nobody see me around there trying to bet with nobody, trying to run around. I mean, we was having issues. We got the issues worked out. Of course, it was late, but we came around and we was ready to race. No matter what people said about that bike, about the transmission or whatever, the bike was ready. And when I said I want to race, everybody started talking about other stuff. So, I mean, I just called it quits. I'm not gonna argue with anybody like that. I'm ready to race.
So basically, what you're saying, after Sam Cooke got beat by Katrina, you went to them and said that you was ready to race now?
No, I'm going to tell you. After they came up to me and they said, Custom Cuts, it's 9:30, man, what we going to do? I said, look, do y'all want to run Geronimo? If not, let me put some gas in the bike. We're going to put the tune-up in and we ready. They said, okay, we're going to run Katrina. I went out there for a split second and I watched that race. They lost. So I ran back to the trailer. I put on my suit and we backed the motorcycle out the trailer. They came around there and I guess they was hot about them losing. And they said, no, we want our money. We want our money. I said, man, look, we ready. Me, Dan, the Geronimo camp, we say we ready. And they was on some other stuff. So I just said, man, look, I'm up here by myself in North Carolina by myself. But ain't nobody finna talk to me like I'm a little boy. And I walked away. Ain't nobody finna talk to me and cuss me out of my face. So I walked away. But I was ready for whatever.
Oh.
No, I'm serious, dog. Ain't nobody gonna get in my face and cuss me out. And I'm trying to race. I mean, we had the money ready. Dan was up there. Geronimo Camp, they heard me. We was ready. I said, man, let's go, man. I don't care what happened between you and Katrina. I said, let's go.
So you
going
to run
with
Geronimo? Katrina,
right?
You got that money?
I said, what now?
You spend that money. You know you got a damn good stuff during the week.
You said you had told them you was ready to race before they raised the right?
No, I told them, look, man, I haven't been keeping up with time. I mean, I lost track of time. I didn't even have a watch on. But they came around and said, it's 9:30. I said, look, just give me one more shakedown, and we'll be ready. They gave me the one more shakedown. But when I came back around, they ran Katrina. But you know what? That ain't the reason why I came on tonight. I mean, it is what it is. All we can talk about is the next race. Kills on.
I mean, good talking to Alabama, what happened at the event that following week, that weekend. Come on, man. You know that. Money, then you be burnt, right? Money, yeah. With all that noise, somebody got background. Yeah, I'm telling you, cut them off. Yeah, I mean, you know, but kills on. I mean, them guys, they went out there, they ran Katrina. They took a L, Katrina went through them, but I was ready to race.
You know, so it is what I mean. If them guys said, Jared, I need a couple more hours to get ready, I mean, I would have threw out the little time limit. Yeah, go ahead, man. I just want to embarrass y'all. So if they really thought they could get past me, they should have came on out there and got past me then. But I know what was told to me. What was told to me is they bike was broke on the other end. In fourth gear, they said the bike was busting up. So I thought the race was called off. I thought the race was called off. I mean, honest to God, that's what was told to me, that the bike was messed up and the bike wasn't getting through the fourth gear. It was busting up. And I thought the race was off. I mean, you know, but it's whatever, man. You saw I was there. I wouldn't have drove all the way to Carolina just to show up and call the race off. Come on, man.
Hold on.
Bill and Mays.
Hold on. Hey, kills on.
Yeah, I had been over there. I talked to him.
Oh, okay. You got it. You think that's fair? Kill on. Hey, what you just say now? What you say? The same way you drilling custom cut the reason why he didn't race, or whatever happened on that race. When them boys with them 1,000 get on here, now I want you to drill them the same way.
Oh, now I'm going to tell y'all something. Now, Speedy came over to me and said, now, we had a pro mod out there. We had a pro mod test of an ADRL race. He said, give me the break. Give Headbuster a break with that pro mod, and I bet whatever. Don't you know, Dan came out the trailer with Ronnie for Corpio, and we said, we'll bet whatever. Speedy ran off from the tent. He ran off from the tent. He wanted us to give him the break with that pro mod, and we agreed to it. He ran away from the tent because his motorcycle wasn't there. It wasn't there.
Yeah,
and you know what? If he get on here tonight and say I'm lying, you know, I bet and one of them tonight that I'm not lying.
Hey, that's being real, man. I mean, no guys didn't get there at 11:30 or 11:45. Come on, bro. With Bill and Mason, I'm just saying, like being real though, man. Like for everybody who just trying to lock in and shit, man. Y'all, whenever y'all talking about locking in before, like something that you and Sam Cook did, man. Y'all need to just goddamn get y'all money to the promoter, man.
You're exactly right. Next time, I'm going to tell y'all tonight, and I know a lot of people listening tonight, I'm not locking in with nobody. It's too much confusion because kills on. Now, I know you speak for your motorcycle, but when four or five guys come up to me and say, look, I got money in this motorcycle. I speak for this motorcycle. Now, you talk to me. That's the way it was said to me.
But, man, you not fucking dumb. You know who to talk to. You know who the owner of the bike is, though, right?
And then you know that whole goddamn camp,
and you talking like somebody came talking shit to you that you thought that was in the camp, but which was never in the camp.
okay, I talked to the rider and the freaking mechanic. I didn't even, when we went over there to talk to Jeff, Jeff wasn't even at the track. So Dusty and White Jeff, the mechanic, said, look, Custom Cuz, look, we need some shakedowns too. Do what you got to do, bro. We going to race. Don't worry about it. So I went out there. I mean, I ain't got no reason to lie. I mean, I told you what kind of tab I dropped off to my mechanic at the track. So money wasn't no issue with me. But I ain't going to let
well,
nobody
we all, you page, we all have you paid your bill, Custom Cut.
Say what?
I said we all have you paid your bill.
Oh, okay. I thought y'all, okay. Well, I mean, you know,
he
hey.
He thought you said you helped them pay your
bill. Yeah.
Hell no. Hell no.
Boy, he hollered, didn't he?
Hey, I'm like this, fellas. I mean, you know, hey, I did what I had to do, man. I showed up, man. We struggled the first couple of hits out, man. But at the end of the night, man, I was ready to race. So we're going to just put it down in Valdosta, man. And like I said, ain't going to be no more lock-in with me, man. We're going to just show up and try to show out, man. Killzone, I got something to prove. You got something to prove. And, you know.
I ain't got something to prove to nobody.
You got something to prove, bro. You got something to prove.
Tell me what I got to prove to anybody.
No matter what you say.
Are you asking Killzone for a race?
No. What I'm saying, I'm not going to get into that, but the season is winding down. It's been a bunch of rain. It's been a bunch of talk. And we got two official races that's left. That's Valdosta, official races, Valdosta and the Bike Nationals. And
it's
I feel so like, you know.
Killzone sounds like to me he's asking you for a race.
Me and Cousin Cut doing our race on October 12th.
Well, I heard you supposed to be racing Gerald. I heard you supposed to be racing J1000.
Man, come on, I don't go to the goddamn track, man, looking for one race, man.
No, that ain't what they said all week on the on Cycle Bike now.
Man, you got somebody talking. Come on, man, like that guy ain't even the factor, man, because.
Wow.
Some guy came with us and said, no, some guy came with us talking about he been ready, waiting and ready. My bike been in the goddamn shop fucking 4 months. He ain't got damn race nobody. So who the fuck he waiting and ready for? Nobody.
Wow,
that's because y'all got too many fucking bikes in y'all area. And that man could have been goddamn race anybody. He ain't even no factor, man.
Killzone, you got to look at it, man. Yeah, honestly. And everybody know this, it rains every weekend. It's been raining every weekend. It ain't been no racing. I tell you what, the Macon race, the Twig race, the first of the month, ain't one race happened. No, one this year. The other race has been rained out. The other race has been rained out. That's why Chris said he's not going to talk about Twigs until next year.
What you talking about? You talking about 4 months, man? Come on, man. Ain't no way. You mean tell
okay,
me it was like
I mean,
at least, come on, it's training test soon between 4 months. Yeah, everybody know it rained. Well, hell,
okay. Custom
Cut. Not 4 months straight.
Yeah, yes.
Custom Cut.
Yes, sir.
Didn't you talk to the owner of Bill and May's bike?
Yeah, I think that was on. You talking about the one that, the white dude?
No, the ball hit the black dude. The dude that owned the bike.
Oh, yeah. I did talk to him, and, you know, he came
when
over to the
race?
Camp, and I said, okay, now that's where I'm talking about the confusion came in. When I told him that, you know, when I got word that Sam Cooke was broke, I said, okay, I'll race the Billy Mays bike. I told him I was going to race. Then somebody ran up to me and told me, no, Sam Cooke gonna race you, so I called off that race with Billy Mays. That's the only reason why I called off that race, because they told me Sam Cooke was ready. So that's what I'm saying. I mean, I don't know how many people they got speaking for that camp, but it was a lot of angry men at that camp that was trying to flex because they only saw one of me. And I got to admit, now I'm a little dude when you look at me. I weigh like 130 something, and them guys were coming over there with tight shirts on trying to flex.
Well, I don't know what they got going on in them boosters, man. But
yeah, that's what I'm saying.
We were looking for a race all day. We waited all day for a race.
Right, and I understand that, but you know, you got to admit, didn't nobody see me around the starting line? But I got to tell you, one dude, that Bernie Mac, the owner of Bernie Mac, he the only one that came up to me and said, look, Custom Cut, we having problems, but we want to race you in Valdosta. We know you having problems now, but we want to race you. I mean, he talked with some sense, but everybody else out of that camp was coming up like they were throwing threats at me and stuff. Like they were throwing threats, like they were going to try to back me down with words and stuff like that, man. But we was ready. We was ready. I mean, I know it took a little longer than 9 o'clock, but I was ready. I was ready. And those guys, when I told Jeff, Black Jeff, the owner of the bike, I said, Jeff, look, man, I know I'm a little past 9 o'clock, but we willing to get out here and lose our money to you, and we're going to lose or win it. I mean, come on, man. If you really want to race Custom Cuts and shake me up, I mean, with 30 minutes, stop the race. Really,
Custom,
come on now.
Hold that thought, man. Hold that thought, man. We got 10 callers here with the lights on to speak. So let me open up these lines, man. Don't have these guys holding. We'll come back to that thought there shortly. 3365. Man, your line is open. All right, we got 5530.
Unmuted.
Your line is open.
Your line is open.
All right, 0945. Your line is open.
Cuz you be lying, man.
Uh-oh.
He's lying. You don't have to get on here. Hold on, let me start off by your voice.
Hey, Jesse.
What's up?
Hey, my friend. My road dog, my friend.
You see, I was taking up for you on the internet. You owe me. Because I told him, I said, man, I wouldn't. His mic was really messing up. He told me it was a fresh motor. And I said, I understand it. But everybody didn't understand what we talked about. So, you know.
Right. Thank you, Jesse. But can I ask you something now? You know, honestly, that me and you talked for like 45 minutes. I'm not going to tell nobody what we talked about. But I said, look, man. Hey, let's come up with an understanding about this race. I need a couple of shakedowns.
Look, I said, as soon as I got to the track, I said, me and we want to run y'all and you and Katrina, right? I said that, right?
Right.
All right. And you said, I need, we talked, and then I walked off, and then you came back up there and asked us for some nitrous. And I said, well, you said you need a couple of shakedown patches. You said, man, you can get all the patches you want, dog. We said that me and White did, right?
Yeah, y'all say,
let's get out of the roll. We ready to get ready. And you should you should have been all night.
I asked you,
because Killzone's with me the whole night. I asked you, I told you, right? I said, we're breaking up before here. Try it. And you said, give me one more shakedown pass.
And we'll be ready.
Yeah, I said you said we'll give you one more shakedown. I mean, you said you'll shake it down one more time and you ready. And I said, all right. And I don't know what the hell happened. I said,
that's where things got lost. I said, give me one shakedown pass. And when I said that, we made the shakedown pass. That's when the bike went down good. When we went in the trailer and came back out after we put the tune up in, that's when Jeff walked up on me and talking about, no, it's past 9:30. I want my money. I said, Jeff, look, man. Look, you stand to make more money if you get out here and race me. Let's go ahead and race. I want to race. I came here to race.
I didn't talk to you no more after that. You know what I mean? I think I should have should have just went over back and talked to you instead of, you know what I'm saying? It was me and you talking the whole day. Me, you, and White Jeff talking the whole day.
Thank you.
And everybody else. You know what I mean? But like I told Black Jeff, I was like, man, I think it was just some confusion because I said he wanted to run us, man. Because I told you, remember what I told you? I said, man, look, we ain't jacking the pot up on you, dog. We done run you for what you know what
thank
I'm saying?
You.
You said $1,000. I said, man, they'll run for that all the time. I said, man, I don't know who the hell jacked the pot up. You remember what I said, right?
Jesse, let me ask you something now. That's what I was trying to tell Jeff. I didn't want no bad blood. I said, Jeff, look, man, I know it's a couple of minutes after 9 o'clock, but I want to race. Let's go.
How did you when I told him
Man, we should be all day. We should be all day because CC came over there and asked us for a race with Billy Mays, and we was waiting. He was like, well, let me make one more shake now. Give me 15 minutes. And we waited all day. We run for $1,000 all the time.
Yeah.
But then
yeah.
We go back to Ashley. He's like, no, he don't run us. He gonna run somebody else.
No, I said that's when I thought Sam Cooklin was gonna run. That's why I didn't run y'all.
But But
that's
I
why I didn't run
first.
Y'all.
I said this. I said no. I said fuck it. We'll go ahead and run Katrina then first, and then you can
so
run Billy Mays, and then we'll come back and run you. Remember I said that?
So you mean telling me you would rather run another booster on 1,000?
No,
why you
what
run
I was
to
saying
1,
is,
get that easy money?
No, what I was saying is I was still trying to honor what I said. That's why I said, look, Billy Mays, y'all, let's hold up because Sam Cook don't still want to run. I mean, I wanted to honor my race. And I told y'all the whole day, I just want to race somebody out that camp.
Yeah.
That's
well,
why
we
I told
ready
y'all.
All day. We was ready all day.
Yeah,
okay, but
I can't lie, bro. I can't lie. We waited on you all day. We gave you all day. We said, man. But that's why I think Black Jeff and them guys, man, I don't know. I said, man, fuck it, man. Don't worry about this shit. They just wanted to walk out money. I said, me and White just said, man, look, man, we want to whoop them on the track. We don't want this money. We said, man, we want to whoop them on the track. They want to punk out.
Anytime did I run away from you, every time I saw you, when I passed cross, I said, Dustin, man, we still going to do it. You said, man, look, that bike messed up. That bike ain't running right on the top end.
No.
That's what you
I
told
said,
me.
You said we going to do it. I said, yeah, because you break it up on fourth gear, though. I said, but we just put the last up on, but we ready when you ready. You said, all right, give me one more pass. Come on, cuz.
And then
I
kind of felt like...
I didn't call you.
Right, and you're right. I talked to Jeff for the rest of the night. But when my bike made that last pass, and that joker went down there like a bat out of Hades, then everybody wanted the doggone pull out on me. You know, that's what I'm saying, man. You know, that doggone Black Caesar motorcycle was running. That last pass, man.
You're losing me because of that. They said your builder said no, because I talked to the guy too, and him and Buck was pissed off at you, right? They said you asking for the back tire to 8 miles because your mechanic told them your fourth gear transmission was tore out. That's what got you told him. He said your fourth gear transmission was tore out.
Wow, that's freaking crazy. I mean. Look, man, you got to understand, man. I was asking for the back top because I wanted the doggone put on the show for them guys. But you know what? You know, I feel like this right here, man. Don't nobody know nothing about my bike except my mechanic and me. You know, just like you told me, y'all bike was busting up, but you still got out there and ran Katrina.
Yeah.
You know.
Yeah. We can tell, CC.
You know, but what I'm saying is, man, I'm going to tell you this right here, Dustin, man. If y'all bring that doggone Sam Cook motorcycle to Valdosta, I'm going to make it right for y'all fellas. I ain't going to lock no money in, but here's what I do. I'm going to make that right for y'all, man. I bet $1,000 over whatever we bet and run each other, and that's my word,
this,
dog.
This is the thing I'm trying to, like, stay out of, you know what I mean? Because it's already... Y'all already done had some words with each other, so I just feel like it's just
best. Man, look, Justin, I'm not worried about them words, because, you know, them just words.
I ain't
words.
Saying it like that. I'm just saying, I'm trying to stay with some drama. I just
want to
run on the track.
We'll bring in the place.
Yeah, that's what I'm saying. And then when we go a couple weeks, when we go to VMC, we go to
Katrina
again.
Yeah, I mean, because them guys with Billy Mays and that Bernie Mac motorcycle, now they were talking right now. I feel like those guys really want to race, but they say they're going to be down to Valdosta, and the only thing I can do is wait. The only thing I can do is wait. But, man, I ain't enough for all that doggone arguing and stuff. You know, the radio, one thing, but when we get to the track, man, y'all, Dusty, you seen the fire in my eyes. You know I want to race.
Yeah,
you know I want
to
race.
I told everybody on site about that, man. I really think he wanted to race. It didn't work out. Everybody else was clowning. I was saying that. I said, man, I talked to the dude for a long time. He cool as hell, man. But I said, man, everybody in our camp told you damn near one shakedown pass. But because of that, that was your rule now. That was your rule. One shakedown, get it.
I mean, and people didn't.
Now.
And you're right. And people didn't understand how you came up through the camp, and I was giving you tips on how to ride the bike and stuff. But, I mean,
what?
I didn't tell nobody that. I mean, I was telling people, you know, Dusty, you need to do this.
No.
Dusty, you need to do that. I mean, I didn't tell people that. I mean, come on.
There you go.
Say that man he got damn money, man.
Wow. You know what? This you know what kills off? You know know what Killzone, man. Look, man. Why don't you do
Killzone,
this, man?
He
go
pumped
off
out.
The
he pumped out.
That you can find and jump off of it, okay?
Killzone. Hey,
you go
out,
first.
Say what now?
He ain't pumped out of it.
Yeah, man. He owed that man a goddamn one.
Look, guys. Hold on, Killzone. We got...
Okay, Chris, can you chime somebody else in called Killzone going
yeah,
off
we
on
got,
his,
we got a few
man,
more calls, man. Let me open up these lines. We got 1870. Your line is open.
Yes, sir. What's up, Custom Cut?
What's going on, my friend?
Yeah, but damn much. When Killzone going to lock up with you?
Shit, Killzone ain't locked me in.
That's what
I want to know. So he get to the track. What you talking about?
Oh, no. Look, 1870, I don't know who you are, but... what you mean? You want to run Killzone with Caesar? I mean, you want me to run Killzone?
Yes, with the back tie. With him riding
huh?
it. If he riding it, he get the break.
Man,
if
put
he ride,
on run his ass. Put this on run his ass head up. Fuck that.
No, you get the break.
Who the fuck are you, though?
You don't need to know that. You don't need to know that.
Man, don't be coming on here talking about no shit, talking about no racing and all that, man. Come on, dog.
No, he just said, the man just said, if you ride the bike, you get the bike tie.
Get the bike tie.
I don't even know what the fuck kind of bike this dude got, cousin. So what does it
no,
mean?
No. He talking about with Caesar.
Yeah.
He talking about with Caesar.
How much
he talking about with Caesar. And you know what? I make it good for you.
Let me take that back. I'm gonna put dust on the bike and let y'all go heads up.
That's what I just see.
Wait, you know what? That's even better. That's the 18-7. That's even better. Put dust on and we go heads up.
Kill
them,
Pete. Can you answer this up? Kill them. You was with me all day at the track, right? I was probably with you the most out of anybody. Now, how many times did I ask Custom Cut was he ready? Now, I want you, I ain't gonna say nothing. How many times did me and you ask him was he ready? I mean, did I ask him was
man,
he ready?
Man, to be real, more than enough.
How many races did you go to that you didn't race?
Who, me?
No, Custom Cut. How many races have you been to and he didn't race nobody?
I think Custom Cut.
He's been rocking here two or three times. Ain't run no body.
Yeah.
Yeah. Last time he came to rock, he told me he sold his body.
Hey, let me ask y'all something now. As far as my camp versus y'all camp, DTM got a win over the weekend. Y'all camp got drug over the weekend. Killzone, you didn't do nothing over the weekend. Now, Dusty, this is the big problem that I seen with that race that happened with Katrina. For one thing, you need to tell your crew to get out the burnout box. You couldn't even do
man.
A decent burnout for people standing around the motorcycle.
Oh, my God. Look, DC, it wasn't my crew. It was just slowed down, packed at the start line. Man, I couldn't see Richard, man. It wasn't my crew, though. It was the people. You know how, like, riders get to see each other? Like, They don't play that at all. But
That's what I don't understand.
Cut.
I mean, yeah, go ahead.
Wait. Let me make sure I understand this now. I just want to make sure I understand, so just in case I'm misunderstanding something. Are you saying that the reason the race was lost because of the people that was in the at the start?
No. What I'm saying is, I was standing up there on the wall. Dusty started burning out before he even saw Little Richard because there were so many people. I didn't know who was who. We did try
to clear that whole section out. Now,
I understand that, but let me finish. And then Dusty backed up, and I guess he wasn't in the water. In the bike, he thought the bike was spinning, but the bike wasn't even burning.
No,
this will happen, cousin. Twin, you know, people. You know, Twin. He real cool with Little Richard. Okay, so he had to keep looking over. He was telling us to burn out. And, you know, because we couldn't see each other. You know what I mean? It was so many people,
right.
And they kept telling people to back up, but they wouldn't move. And then I started burning out, and I would burn out for about 5 seconds. And then Ricky wasn't burning out yet, and we was like, damn. And then when we was pulling back, we was like, fuck it, we gonna cut the bike off, whatever. We cut the bike off, and Ricky started burning out. So we started rushing, and then I backed up, pulled up, and then I started burning out again. And we just take the we just think the bike got way too hot. I mean, I don't know if we can beat Katrina, but we're going to try it again. But we think the reason why the race is so excited because the bike got, you know how the motors get real hot?
Right.
Motors, we just think the motor just got real, real hot. Because, I mean, the motherfucker, when I hit it, it didn't go nowhere.
Well, you said we had a drug all weekend. Why did Billy May lose against Cobra then? Since we got drug all weekend, did you see that race?
You said why did what now?
Why did Billy May get drugged by Cobra? He said we lost all weekend. We got drugged the whole weekend.
No, I didn't see that race. Like I said, man, I didn't see but two races. That was Geronimo and that Sam Cooke race. I mean, I was so, into my bike, I didn't see no races, man. That's one thing about going through the rocks. When you park behind the tower, you can't see no racing. You can't see no racing. I mean,
I'll say this, though. CC, he was going around asking anybody that they want to run with Geronimo. He asked everybody. I can't lie. He asked everybody. But what Buck and them was saying is they didn't want to run for enough money. That's why the race was Geronimo.
I mean, $15,000. Come on,
yeah,
man.
Well,
Buck had $5,000.
So Buck ain't want to run his bike with Geronimo.
I mean, Dusty, you was up there. You saw when I asked him.
Yeah, he asked everybody.
Wait,
Buck said they ain't betting enough, so he ain't going to run them. That's exactly what he said.
Oh.
I mean, come on, man. I mean, people say what they want to say, man. I was trying to find races, man. I mean, Buck talking about 5,000. He said, okay, we ain't going to race no less than 25. I was like, man, come on, man.
He asked us, did we run Geronimo with Sam Cooke? And we said, no, we going to run down Katrina. We said, fuck it. That's the race everybody want to see. We just going to run Katrina. Now, did I have a line?
Ain't no wrong.
You ain't lying. Yeah, but you know what? He's going to get what he want to get in Val d'Aosta. He's going to get what he want to get. He keep talking. He's going to get it with Caesar. I'm tired of playing with these guys, man. I know what I need to do.
We showed up
at the track untested and still was willing to challenge people. Both bikes was untested. We still challenged and still got a win.
See how you challenge all night? We've waited all day, man.
Man, look.
You waited all day.
Y'all can wait all day you want to, but like I said, man, we was out there to run. I didn't ask for nobody.
Cuz, you know you my boy, but I got to tell him like it is, man. Billy May said they ready right now. You said I need one more shakedown, and you shook down twice.
Man, he said that two or three times.
He shook down twice. Cuz, you know, I think you one of the coolest dudes on the planet, and I tell you to your face, but you shook down twice now.
Even Michael Jackson had to moonwalk forward one time. That's all I'm saying.
I'm just saying, Billy May was going to run you. They said, and then they was like, man, we just don't run Cobra. That's why, because I think your bike have problems, but everybody else say you should pay the punk out money. So I'm just going to say, look,
y'all, say what you want. Y'all heard Billy Vo. You know me and Billy Vo was going to get along. You know, I can't stand him. He can't stand me. But he came on Psycho Bike and said that, look, I don't talk to a reliable source. I wouldn't have paid the fuck out of
him.
Man,
he ain't even no fat, though, cuz. Come on, man.
Wait.
I get what people said. They said we honestly was ready. I mean, let's be real. You say we'd rather run Katrina first over you? Come on, man. That's what people saying. You know what I mean? Because we was ready to race.
So let me ask you something. So you think people would rather lose the Little Richard than lose me? Now, which one? Now, if I were to beat y'all, just imagine.
We'd rather have ran Caesar instead of Cobra.
But look, I understand that, guys, but it is what it is, but I'm willing to. Whatever y'all say, I need to make up. I make up to y'all, fellas. I mean, you know, if y'all feel like I got over on y'all or something like that, I'm willing to make up for that. You know,
I don't think you got over on us. I told even the guys in my camp, they kind of got a little mad at me because I think Killzone and Milana, did I not say it on Psycho Bike? I said I think Cousin Cuss really was trying to run.
I don't understand what you're saying,
Dust. But you know, you understand he really was trying to run. But once that lock-in got there,
Lil Richard told me, he said, dust down to them the benefit of the doubt. He said, but man, business, he should have made the fuck out money. That's what Lil Richard told me. I mean, I said, Lil Richard, I understand, dog. You know what I mean? So I kind of just got out of
it. Well, you know what? Lil Richard don't run nothing over here. And I don't run nothing in y'all camp. You know, I know one thing. At 9 o'clock, was nobody ready to run. But I ain't even going off. But I'm going off what we talked about at the beginning of the day. You know, and I thought everything was worked out. And I'm not trying to flex on nobody. I ain't trying to act like I'm Billy bad. You know what? I ain't trying to do that, man. I'm just saying, man, you know, it was just a lot of lines got crossed. And, you know, I ain't that type of dude to run out on nobody money like that. I ain't like that, but I thought.
See, you know what the problem was? The problem was everybody waited on you all day. But then when you got your bike right, everybody already got their money up in the pot to run other people, man. Yeah. I ain't got time to sit around all day, man.
Everybody was tired. We raided on
CC
all day. That's why we really wasn't even checking the
bike
down.
We
thought we had an easy win with you, and then we was going to test and get the bike right with Katrina. But then the time run out because King Kong dude, right? Because when we came over there to them, it was like 12
You say y'all thought y'all had an easy win with me, but I think the confusion got in the pot, throwed in the pot when I made that last shakedown, and y'all and
I
your
really
team.
But somebody
in y'all crew seen that last shakedown about, boy, doggone cousin got that bike right. Let's go over here and doggone just bash him about the lock in.
I can't even lock it.
When
I see you up there,
I could have bust the scoreboard. Put it like that. That last shakedown, I could have bust the scoreboard.
What your bike was on?
It's funny, got that motherfucker ready after Sam Cooke ran Katrina, and you been having problems all day.
Yeah, let me put it like this right here. She is totally dialed in for Valdosta, so act crazy if you want to, Killzone. You ain't none of them.
All that shit you went through, man, that day, man, everybody need a refresher already about now.
Oh, okay. You know what?
That's
what you think.
We might come down there. We bring a
ZX-10 out and run you with. Oh, no. You won't even try me with that, so you can go ahead on with that.
Who won't? I bet the fuck we will. We got a ZX-10 coming fresh out the shop going you with.
Okay. We'll be in Valdosta.
Now, our first shakedown pass, that probably was our best pass of the day. After our first shakedown pass, we said we ready for CC. We said, you go ahead and get the bike right. And then, that's when Black just didn't want to shake it down no more because he said, we waiting on you. You kind of did throw our day off, man. So we were waiting on you, man. We were just ready.
And then
that Katrina thing happened at the last minute. Because I didn't even know we was going to race. Everybody was like, man, well, fuck it, man. CC don't want to run. We just going to run Katrina. Now I'm a lot of people.
I know nobody tell you that because Big Jeff and them walked away from me. And I was like, man, where y'all going? They went around there. Y'all ran Katrina. So I ran around there and watched it. And I wanted to jump in front of the start line so bad and say, Dusty, don't do it, man. Don't do it. I see something, Dusty. Don't do it, please.
You said what?
You went ahead and staged up, and I was like, dang it, dog, Dusty. And, you know.
We thought about it at the end. I mean, man, we just got to keep out of the way. You know what I mean? We're not saying that's the reason why we lost. Cause honestly, we don't even know if we can beat the bike for real because the bike is fast as fuck. Me and my daddy was laughing about it, right? We said, man, we was like, that damn cousin, man, he be keeping real. He said, the only bike he won't run is Katrina. I said, man, we was like, he do keep it real. I don't believe Katrina was has been that fast. I believe it just got that fast last week.
No, hold on.
I'm saying like this. I believe it's already been fast. But I believe when they went there last week, it got faster.
Man, look, we seen Katrina in VMP last month. And it might look good,
yeah.
But it won't that
damn
fast,
man. Yeah, it
look
good, man. But that motherfucker
good, but it, that bitch was fast as Rockham. I'm telling you,
that
motherfucker was that fast.
Can we talk about
Geronimo
Bike? Can we talk about
Geronimo Bike? Can we talk about Geronimo? Now, this Geronimo, honestly, fellas, Geronimo look fast. Come on,
no,
fellas.
No, 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 no.
No, they
wow.
ran cold. They ran cold in VMP.
He looked about like you, though. I ain't gonna lie.
Say what? He was about like me.
He looked about like he was.
Wow. That's freaking crazy,
man,
Dustin. I mean, I give you a lot of credit on telling the truth, but y'all got to admit.
For real, I'm just being real, man. We read Geronimo and you, but we was like, man, we just going, man. Everybody been talking about the fraternity race, man. We just going to do it. But we really... Just waiting on you all day, man. Just the boys didn't want to shake the fight.
No, I
want to
get this.
He waited on you all day. He didn't want to shake the fight down. So
I understand that, but now I want to get back on this right here. You telling me that Sam Cooke can do something with Geronimo?
Geronimo Taco.
Okay.
Billy May can do some adrenaline.
Yeah, I'm just asking. Come on, Pete. You know, I've been keeping it real, dog. And I think Kill's gonna bite around on top of yours. I'm just being real.
Exactly.
Yeah,
I told you the first. I said, man, I think you wanna fool with people, but people don't understand you. And I said, you act just like my daddy, and people love him, but they hate you. So I was like, man, I don't understand it. You know what I mean?
Maybe I need to get a pot belly and hold a beer can.
Justin, that's true.
Come on now. I ain't saying nothing bad about your dad. He got a pot belly and hold a beer can.
Oh,
no,
Justin, where your dad at tonight, Justin?
Man, I don't know, man.
He better not bring his ass on this radio tonight.
G-Wiz and all them be blowing up his Facebook page. I can't lie. Every time I see G-Wiz and Flea in the mess with him, I fall out laughing. My baby be mad as hell, boy.
Yeah, G-Wiz been on him.
I be laughing, man. But, yeah, I mean, DC really a cool dude. But, man, he told me how much he paid to get his bike out of the shop. And I said, and the fresh motor, I was like, man, I understand. You know what I mean? But everybody else didn't understand it. How he had a fresh motor. They said, well, you locked in already, so I just start backing out. So I said, man, I'm getting into all that because I really think you're a cool dude, but y'all go ahead and, you know what I'm saying? Because I think you really want to race this bike just, man, his first, like, four or five passes, he was spinning down the track.
Man, you be better off not even showed up.
For one thing, I'm going to tell y'all like this right here, man. I came to... And honestly, we ran into a couple of problems that was unforeseen, but when we got them bugs worked out and that bike finally went down the track, that's when everybody scattered like flies.
When your first post shift down was so anticipated, people just got burnt out looking at you going down the track, man.
I didn't come to the track
for somebody to look at me go down the track. I came to the grudge race. No matter what people say about me, that's me. I love it.
Everybody came to the event to see you, man. Well, hell, you let us down and you made the event look bad.
Well, here's on. Let me tell you something. You let me down. You let me down. You know why? Because you too scared to straddle your own motorcycle or somebody else to pay the bill, whether you can't. You can't
hey,
straddle your own motorcycle.
The bill was paid for goddamn 2 months ago, so I ain't said none of that shit you told me.
Your bill wasn't. Hey, Dustin, I had to say it, man. He keep putting his feet in my
conversation. For real, dog. Did you see how the bike did feel when I left on it? Come on, now.
Me watching Kills on motorcycle is like me watching a turtle go down the road. There's no excitement in
it. Well, you should have seen your was like a snake, all that shit you were doing. You were fighting. Man, that was, I'm going to tell you, man. That track right there, man, you know, I can't say shit bad about The Rock. The Rock looked so motherfucking hard and good, man. The motherfucker took your shoes off your feet. And for you to do all that, man, come on, man. Someone, right?
You know what?
You made the track. You made the track.
Any of them 1,000 that was talking to us, if you'd have been keeping up, you just jumped on the phone and said you couldn't find a race. Thanks.
Rolling, guys, look, time out. I think if you all want to talk to Miss Ed, I think Miss Ed may be on here. Let me open up some lines here. Let me go. 7999. Your line is open.
Hey, what's up, Chris?
Hey, what's up, man?
What's going on?
Man, I can't call it. I'm just opening up your line there. I thought maybe you had something there.
This is Buck.
Okay, it's out there. Okay. What's up, Buck?
Oh, not a whole lot. I know everybody's wondering when we're going to run Katrina. I heard that earlier.
Yeah.
You know, I looked at it like this, Chris. We tried to do some other races first, but October the 12th is probably going to be one of the last ones for us. So I guess if nobody else steps up, I'll have to run them.
Okay.
Buck, this is Custom Cuts. You know, I asked you, did you want to run Geronimo? Can I ask you a question? Why, when we call 1500, is that too, I mean, was that pot too cheap for you to run for?
Well, I mean, I thought about doing it Custom Cuts, but the only thing was, and it wound up happening anyway, I figured Eddie and them were going to try to halfway judge my bike from me running y'all. So
wow.
I decided not to do it. But I mean,
okay.
they judged it from Katrina and Sam Cook race, I guess, because that's what Eddie said.
Okay, but October the 12th, will you consider
running Geronimo
for around that size pot, or do we need make?
No, we can probably do it $1,500, $2,000, somewhere like that.
Yeah. Now,
I mean, I came over there to run Eddie. Just like came over here to run Sam Cook. And, you know, I mean, I talked to Dusty because I considered running Dusty and them. And Dusty said they had a problem. It was breaking up and forth. Well, just let me know, Dusty. I'd rather run Eddie Kane if they get on the racetrack. And he said, that's cool. And the next thing I know, they ran Katrina, which, you know, that was kind of the lock-in race for them anyway, because that's what everybody had talked about.
But from what I'm hearing from you, you don't have no problem running our camp in October.
No, sir. I'll do that.
Okay. And since everybody say my bike is a turd, you're willing to run me if you give me a little something.
Yeah, I'll give you the back tire if that's enough.
I would really love to have the move, and I'm going to tell you this right here.
I can't let you have that much.
Give them up for the inch. You got to take a mile.
You know what? Somebody came up to me, and I'm not going to call nobody names, but somebody said that your bike weighed 290 pounds.
Hey, Richard's still on here. Richard knows what it weighs. He saw it. Weighs 415 pounds.
Wow, okay, 415 pounds.
You can't get a damn boost of 290 pounds.
No, but that's what
we waited. Me and Richard, me and Creed had a bet. Me and Creed had a bet at VMP when we went, you know, earlier this year. Creed thought my bike was lighter than his too. So we got him turning the scales on it. Weighed 415.
415. Okay.
And Richard can tell you, Richard can verify. Richard was standing right there when we waited.
Okay.
And me and Steve bet whose bike weighed the least.
Yeah.
And I told him my bike was heavier than his, and we bet.
Okay.
But
so why I want to ask you a question. I got a lot of fans out there that listen to the show. Why do you think that you can give me the back tire and just run past me?
Well, hell, you I don't know if I can. I don't know if I can.
Y'all let Buck answer the question because he's the one with the Superman shirt on. Buck, go ahead.
I don't know if I can custom cuts, but if that's what you feel like you gotta have some, I'm gonna give it to you.
Wow. Okay, can I ask you another question? Where is Priceless?
I don't know, Randy is MIA, I think.
Wow.
I haven't talked to Randy in a while.
Wow. Can we? Okay. I mean, I'm just asking a question. Cause I want to know where is the cocaine bike, because that's the bike y'all said y'all was going to draw me with.
He was going to get some stuff done and try to get, you know, all of his stuff back straightened out. He had a couple problems with it, I think. And
I
hadn't really talked to him.
Right. I mean, is he officially out of the Dream Team, or is it some kind of conspiracy where y'all just, you know, kicked him out of the team? I mean, we really want to know where is Priceless.
I can't kick nobody out. I'm a do boy.
Wow. That's
remember
freaking
me?
Crazy.
Remember me?
Oh. And I seen my good buddy, my cousin, Tackle Box at the track. I mean, the guy looks good. He's getting better. Yeah. I mean, I seen him on the kind of motorcycle he need to be on, like a 80. Yeah, the scooter. He need to be on that motorcycle, yeah.
One in 50.
Yeah, he looked
I was up
good
there today with him.
And you know what? He had the nerve to ask me when my bike didn't go down the track and I was stuck in the middle of the track. Hey, Custom Cut, is anybody coming to get you? I said, Tiger Boss, do not come out here and push me back. That's the last thing I want people to see. Do not come get me off this track.
He might be able to ride. He's getting to where he can bend his fingers now. You know, they had to sew the tendon on his middle finger. It cut it all the way in half.
Yeah.
So, you know, that's, you know what it's like to have to hold on the motorcycles and you don't want to take a chance. It's like I told him. I said, don't get in a hurry. Try to get back because I don't want you to get hurt. You know, you can't just stop. You know what I mean?
Yeah. I mean, it wasn't like he was a A1 rider when he had a good hand. I mean, so I just told him, why don't he just go ahead and retire, you know?
He ain't bad for 180 pounds.
180? Man, talk about weigh about 200 now.
He might weigh. We've been drinking a lot.
Man. Well, Buck, you know, you walking around with your chest out now. Like, you know, you got teased around your bike. You know, I got to give you a bravo for that. But you ain't beat nobody with that bike, though.
A whole lot of people want to run me.
Yeah, I mean, you got to admit, when we approached you, I came up in your face and I said, look, we want to run Geronimo again, Kingpin. And you say, 5,000.
No, somebody else said 5,000. It ain't had to be that high. But you look at it like this. It was 3-4 folks. They all going to want to bet $400 or $500. Hell, that's going to be, you know, $400 or $500 on my way ain't enough for me to run my bike. If I could have covered 1,000 of it and let them got 300 or something apiece, you know, that would have been cool.
Okay, well, you're going to get your wishes about often. You're going to get your wishes about often.
I ain't got no problem running you. I'm the easiest people to race other than see.
Okay.
And I figured somebody would have came over in North Carolina and asked to run.
Well, them guys, I mean, they from North Carolina, but got to the track at 11 o'clock or 11:30. I didn't understand that.
I guess they were just
getting back from Louisiana.
I asked Eddie and Speedy, you know, would they put up $500 or something like that just in case I did spend the night and show up to put up some kind of money to race. But you know, they said they're a man of their word and they weren't going to do that. So I loaded
man,
up and I went home.
How you going to be from North Carolina and show up at 11:30 at night and your mechanic, man, they said they was working on some bikes from Arizona. I guess their mechanic was working on some bikes that was going to Arizona or somewhere. I don't know. Arkansas, they knew they had this race.
I mean, that's what got me. You know, they act like they ain't nothing about running me, but that's been all over the Internet. People voted on it. That's what everybody expected to see. That's what I expected when I went.
Yeah. But it seems to me they were just stalling. But, I mean, you know, hey, I had things going on. They had things going on. I mean, everybody showed up. At least we got to see everybody. So maybe that off will be the race that go down at.
I mean, I drove about 1,500 miles, about $2,000 worth of hotels and diesel fuel. I made one shakedown. That's it.
Damn. No, I wouldn't have ran for no damn 1,500 long either.
You know, that's what I was saying. You know, by the time you get everybody there, haul everything over there, pay to get in the racetrack.
This is what I can't understand, Buck. Something is better than nothing. That's what I'm saying.
Yeah.
I mean, you'd rather go home with nothing or race for $1,500 and go home with something.
I looked at it like this, cousin, because if I ran you and I beat you by a long ways, a lot of people that were going to run me for $3,000 or $4,000 going to be like, shit, he fucked Custom Cut up.
Wow. Wow.
But
you know what?
I could get my ass, you can get flipped around.
But if I ran you and beat you by a long ways, everybody's still going to run me.
They still going to run you. But they ain't going to run me. I don't know why. What's that? I ain't figured out what I did. That's crazy.
And they wonder why grudge racing is disappearing, because they so backwards. If I beat you by a long ways, they still going to run me. But vice versa, they ain't going to run you. Come
yeah.
on.
Well,
right, come on.
That ain't no different. You run fast, cook, but you won't run us.
I'm just saying, man, $1,500, that's a lot of freaking money.
Well, I mean, I think I can do more racing if I don't show my hand.
Yeah,
but,
because you
I mean,
know
I
what?
Might be
you
wrong.
Thought you know CJ was at the finish line clocking everybody. Yeah.
And there ain't no way. There ain't no way you can do that.
Well,
do you realize how many factors in there?
Yeah, you know what?
I mean,
so you're telling me he was not down there doing it, and I saw him.
I know he went down there and filmed two of the races.
Yeah, and I saw him down there, because when my bike didn't go all the way down the track and I was rolling, I seen a kind of chubby, pale-skinned dude
crazy.
Standing down there with a camera, and that was CJ.
Yeah, I mean, he was filming. I knew he filmed a couple of races.
Yeah.
But, I mean, I can let anybody they want to. They can go back and watch all the videos of me from Indy. Stop watching if you want to. If you can figure out how fast I go, that's cool.
Man, all I want to say is, man, free priceless. That's all.
You
man,
wild.
Free priceless.
You wild.
Man,
we ain't
free
got
priceless,
him locked
man.
Up nowhere. If that's what you're wondering, we ain't got him locked up nowhere.
Man, I want my boy back to the track. Man, it ain't right with the ball without the ball spot now.
Oh,
I'm,
sure
ball
gonna, I'm sure he's going to be back. I think he's doing a couple things to his bike. And,
man,
you know,
I heard the Cadillac bike sold. Is that true?
Yeah, somebody bought it out.
Wow. And I heard cocaine is in parts. Is
no,
that true?
No, the bike ain't in parts.
Okay,
I think he was changing a few things up. I mean,
wow.
I really don't know exactly. He came and picked his bike up. And I think took it to Cecil, but, you know, I don't ask about his, and he don't ask about mine, so.
I never thought I'd see the day that Buck will be talking for the Dream Team. Wow.
I ain't nobody important.
Yeah, you and Kills on taking pictures at the track. That was a
ain't
that was a
shit. Ain't that some shit.
that was a show, you know.
I figured Kills on might want to try me, but. I knew better than that.
Yeah.
What do you mean by that?
Huh?
What do you mean by that?
I figured you might want to try me with something. You've been waiting this long to get at me.
I told you we'll finish for my problem about Dawson and shit go right.
Oh,
for
man, you ain't
going to
do that.
Because everybody saw first hand and goddamn said that you weren't going to do that.
Man, look here, man. The only thing y'all good at is eating a bowl of chili. That's the only thing that's going to be down there for you to do. Eat some chili.
And then the only thing you good at is making the goddamn track look bad when everybody knows it.
Man, look, the Rockingham wasn't hooking. Y'all say that about state capital. So when I say about Rockingham can't hold horsepower.
You crazy.
I mean, the only thing I know, CC, is we got on the racetrack. That's all I want to do.
I seen you spin. So you tell me you didn't spin in a 60-foot?
It's just a tire a little bit, yeah. But we got
thank
on the race
you.
Side. We didn't run our number, but
thank
I
you.
Figured
I
turned it
I
down
didn't
just enough to get on the racetrack.
I didn't run my number, but I ran fast enough that last check down there. I was
you
ready.
You ain't run your number goddamn five passes in a row.
Well, I mean, the race wasn't in the first five passes, man. Dang, man, give me a couple of shakedowns, man. Dang, man.
A couple, man. You had way more than a couple, man.
I mean, come on, man. That last pass, man. Come on, man. I shook the scoreboard, man.
Hey, CC.
Yes, sir.
You made about a minute shakedown passing to stop from racing. Them boys showed up at 11:30 tonight race.
Wait, hold on now. Don't put me in the category of them 1,000 now. No boys ain't short. They're like 5 minutes before close.
All that you did was use a different strategy.
Wow. You know what, fellas? I mean, you know.
Hey, that's just that man there used a different strategy.
Them boys took over the show last. So, I mean, why is any one of their people on the phone? Them boys with the 1,000, they took over the show last week, man, talking real rough. What are they at now?
Oh, what a weekend will do for you.
Well, maybe they at home with their families or something like that, or maybe they homeless. I don't know.
Yeah, y'all probably
ain't
up at
PMP.
They probably more likely gonna be at
PMP.
Y'all probably can get it on
there. I know one thing. I saw Speedy. I ain't never seen him do this. I seen him pushing little kids around at the track. So I don't know. Maybe he's maybe he's running daycare now. I seen him pushing kids around the track. I don't know. Am I lying? Kills on for real. Wasn't he pushing kids around the track?
I saw that too. You know, baby, we were talking about racing.
Thank you. He was pushing kids around the track. Maybe he's running, help us in daycare. I don't know.
Hey, anybody out there maybe want to try Kingpin on motor with one of these knocking bikes? Do a couple of races.
I bet he won't try me on motor.
Somebody said he ain't got all night to be waiting on you to go down the track 100 times and still ain't going to race.
I bet he won't try me on motor. I bet he won't run on motor and I run on nitrous. I bet he won't.
No, I want to run both of them on motor.
Two races,
do one on motor and then come back and do one on the spray.
No,
I'm just trying to get a couple of races.
No, my motorcycle is a myth head without nitrous.
Mine likes that shit too. Mine likes it pretty much.
Yeah.
But I'm just saying, just something to do something different.
So you mean to tell me when Taco Boss get back right, when his hand get back right, he's going to be traveling Kingpin?
Yeah, he's going to ride too. I mean, I'm going to have TV to run. I'm going to be able to do 2 or 3 races with all these motorcycles now.
Mm. So you had to go get the Great White Hope to ride your motorcycle?
Actually, they called me.
Oh, they called you.
Hey,
so, boy, why you at that guy on your bike instead of JT?
Instead of who?
Instead of Jeremy Chilling that on that race you lost.
When we ran Mandingo?
Yeah.
We were just trying to get that little boy some seat time. He ain't really rode a whole bunch of drudge bikes. I mean, he rode some street bikes. And we just wanted to see how he would do. You know, in a good race, if we can handle the bike.
Yeah, he got drove.
He rode the bike good. I mean, we spun. That bike's got a lot of torque. And yeah, he did spin.
But, you talking about that black bike, the all motorbike?
Yeah, that all motorbike, yeah.
Oh, the one Tackle Boss built?
Yeah.
Oh, okay, yeah.
I mean, we told Mandingo we do it back, we'll put Teasley on it.
Yeah. I want you to tell God Juice, thank you for the money that I won off of that race with Sam Cook. You know, he betted against, no, Geronimo. He betted against Geronimo, and I took everything. Tell him I send him some money to buy some steroids next week.
A lot of people don't get Geronimo credit. Geronimo runs good. I watched Geronimo run several times. It's a fast bike.
Man, you can't beat it. That's one thing I bet my life on. You would not beat Geronimo.
Don't put yourself out like that, but I think he runs good. I didn't say that, he could outrun me or anything like that. But
that's why you jacked the pot up like that. If you really want to show us up.
I swear it. Watching Valdosta.
Okay. I'm just saying, man, we were standing up there, and I said, look, Buck, man, we just want to race. What you want to run for? Somebody said 5,000. You said, no, we'll race for 25 or lower. I said, man, come on, Buck.
I was honest, but you got to see where I was coming from, Killzone. I mean, CC. I done drove 12 hours. We've been on the road since Thursday.
CC, ain't everybody bike slow as yours that they got to run for $1,500. So hush up.
Man, you had like $1,500 just paper change. Come on now. That's a lot of money.
Well, he done spent more than that, even getting that.
Man, let me tell you something, man. I woke up Friday morning. I didn't go to sleep till Sunday, man. I had been up a whole day. I drove all night to get up there, dropped all my money, got my motorcycle, came to the track. Man,
so,
come on, man. He
so
didn't
did
do nothing that
so,
I didn't do.
So did everybody else. We drove 13 hours.
I mean, but I'm just saying, man, $1,500 is a lot of freaking money, man, for anybody.
It wasn't. It might have been appealing at the last race or something like that. You know, Valdosta or whatever. But I was hoping that a couple other ones were going to get tested and go ahead and draw them in. I knew the money was going to be more than that.
So what did Katrina and Sam Cook race for? Did they race for a higher than two? I don't want, you know, y'all ain't got to call the number, but did it?
Six?
Yeah.
Wow.
And it was actually a lot more than that on the side.
Oh, okay. I mean, because, you know, I don't know. I guess y'all pocket's bigger than mine, but I mean, I
well,
thought 15.
I mean, by the time you get five, six, seven folks start betting, you know, it don't take long to get to that.
But I know when Geronimo ran that 1,000, I mean, I was taking bets 100 at a time on the side, and I got up to like 500.
Right.
I got up to like 500, and I could have made $2,000 on the side.
Right.
Boy, you know
but
you wasn't going over
look
that.
Look at it like this. If I'd have ran y'all for 1,500, you think that anybody would have bet me 2,000 on the side?
No.
Well,
I'm gonna tell you like this right here. Y'all walked away not running for nothing. $1,500 better than nothing.
Dustin.
I mean,
if you'd have read CC for $1,500, you couldn't have got him to bet $50 on the side.
That's what I was kind of scared of. I didn't figure anybody was gonna bet with him.
Well, you know what? Y'all can say what you want to. Say what you want to. But it was a lot of people that had bets on Geronimo, and they won their money.
Let me clear something up, man. Ain't nothing against Geronimo. I'm not even talking about him, but that's my homeboy. I'm talking about you. So let's separate Geronimo from you.
Oh, you telling me whenever I run a grudge race, it's more people betting against me than with me.
Oh, no. Depending on who you run it, CC, come on.
Okay. Well, you know, that's one thing that's going to make y'all lose a lot of money because y'all underestimate me. Y'all followers.
No,
that's what y'all are.
No,
y'all followers. Y'all go with the crowd.
You're not listening.
The crowd. But when I called Buck out, Buck acted like he was surprised. When I called Buck out, I said, Buck, look, man, you know, Geronimo want to run. He want to find a race. You know, he want to run somebody. What will it take to run y'all? 5,000. No, Lord.
I didn't say that, though. I said 2,500.
Yeah, and then we said, man, we'll do 15. No, man. Because
well,
y'all know.
What Dan said was 1,500 and y'all get lane choice. And I was like, I'm only letting y'all run for the pot y'all want to run. We at least flip for the lane.
Exactly. Wow.
I mean, because didn't nobody really want the right lane when all this was going down? I said, yeah, it'll be my luck.
Okay. Well,
you know, I didn't think it was a smart thing to take a chance on doing.
Yeah.
And, you know, show my hand.
Yeah, but you know what? One thing about Battle, I don't care what lane you get, both of them the same. So we're going to see if you talk that talk. And you know what? 2,500, now that we know what's the minimum you're run for, when we show you 25, don't jack it up to 3,000.
No, I'll bet y'all we can go ahead and put it right now. The pot won't go no higher than 25.
No. What I'm saying is when we get down there, when we name the pot and it's 25, don't make it seem like that ain't enough. Now.
I ain't got to do all that because surely there'll be enough people down there that'll want a side bet too.
Okay. And when you get out there, don't see your so-called number. We're going to see.
All I got to do is hook. I don't even have to worry about what it does on the other end.
Okay. Because let me tell you something. The way it is now, October the 12th, it's still going to be hot down here. Because I don't see it making a drastic change to wintertime within like 4 weeks. Well, I can't predict the weather, but I just don't see that now because we still got 95-degree weather down here.
Right. But that's why I ran mine at 4:30 or 5 o'clock in the heat.
Okay. Well,
I knew what I was looking for.
we definitely going to see you. You better bring your tuna down here because the humidity is thick.
I don't even have to bring him. All he got to do is get on the computer, and he just logs onto the bike and does it all from his house.
Okay, yeah. Well, you got the same kind of setup we got, so. Well, yeah, we like to have our tuna there because I like for him to jump up and down when I win, too, so. I mean, it's all good. Just like he was doing with Geronimo 1, and that doggone busted up 1,000 they put beside us that was smoking all the way down the track. We made him blow his motor up. And whoever on that bike, go back to the drawing board.
That was an Audi bike.
Man, that bike's a piece of garbage. Y'all talking about my bike. That bike's garbage. Don't ever try something from BTM with it. It's a garbage. Man, that bike was doing more smoking than a grill on Thanksgiving.
Damn it, boy.
Did y'all see that bike, the middle ways the track? Man, I could have went down there and laid two slabs of rims on that bike.
It was already tore up when they left.
Man, I could have went halfway the track. I could have went halfway the track and laid two slabs of ribs on that motorcycle and cooked them before he got to the finish line.
Crazy as a motherfucker,
Okay, I just got a message. They saying if that bike back together before October, will you be able to line up beside it head to head?
You know what? As long as I'm a black man with dreads in my hair, he brings the doggone Valdosta. He got what he wants to now. And you know what? I guarantee Caesar will be there and ready. Y'all caught me with my pants down this race, but I will be ready. But don't bring that 1,000 out there because that bike was smoking. They embarrassed themselves. And you know what? I want a bunch of money off of y'all, Louisiana, whatever. Super Bad or whatever that bike name is.
Yeah, but he's saying they won't be smoking on the 12th, though.
Well, you know what? It was smoking up in Rockingham. It was smoking up in Rockingham like a grill on Thanksgiving with a bunch of ribs on it.
Bike ride? Oh, you wild.
They're going to try to outrun Geronimo. Man, we were jumping so high. Man, I won so much money. Good gracious, I won so much money. Whee! Boy, I won a bunch of money.
Y'all gonna bet like that? Nice.
Hey, since you won all that money, you ought to go and pay that punk out bet.
Well, you know what? I'm broke.
Hold on here. We got two callers that came in before we have to shut the show down. We got 9316, your line open, and we got 6645, your line is open.
Uh-oh. Hey, Custom Cut.
Yes, sir. What's going on, my friend? Speak your mind, speak your peace. What's going on?
Hey, in Valdosta.
Yeah.
If you line up with Kingpin, this ice. You said I had bad credit and I didn't pay you when we had our little bet. Look like your credit a little worse than mine now.
Wow. You know what, I tell you what. Let Chris chime in next call and I'll answer that question next week. Chris, who else waiting on the line, please?
This is what I was going to say.
Okay, what you
want
to
say? I just want to poke fun at you about that. If you run Kingpin with Geronimo or either Caesar, I'm going to be there in Valdosta. I already put it in for my vacation. I have cash money. We ain't got to worry about paying each other later. I'm on the side bet, and I'm rolling with the white boy.
Okay, all right. So you ain't got to go on no fishing trip or got to put in no overtime. You will be there.
I'll be there. Overtime already.
Okay, because everybody knows that snapper season is out at the end of the month. So, I mean, you still be there.
Well, Custom Cut, we can go out in international water. We can cook them on the boat. We just can't bring them back.
I'm not getting on the boat with you, Ike, and you told me over. No way. No way. But fellas, I mean, I think Valdosta is going to be one a good race, but Geronimo going to be there, Caesar going to be there, and I just want Kingpin to be there because
I'll be there on Thursday.
You know, I'm just saying, man, $1,500 and you didn't want to race, man, that really is kind of crazy to me, you know.
Man, I know we anxious to see the October race, man. We've got so much racing to take place in September, man, until I don't know if the racers want to wait till no October for this race to happen.
Well, don't they got
a race
almost
every weekend coming up?
Don't they got a birthday boogie going on? A birthday, what's that, birthday bash, a birthday boogie?
Well, you got that, then you got the VMP race, you got Grip Over That Holiday Beach, and you got several races taking place.
Hey, I may come over there to that birthday boogie, or whatever they call it. Hey, Pee-wee.
Huh?
What? It depends on what you want to call it. It might be another shakedown for you all day, you know?
What you want, see?
Listen, man. I'm one of them guys with a flat ticket. No willy ball bike. I don't care what he want to do with it. We'll do it anywhere for anybody.
Kingpin? There you go, Kingpin.
Oh, me and Steve already know we got a race. He talking to y'all.
Oh, yeah, he talking to us. We.
Y'all quiet.
Man, we.
Now somebody said it.
Hey, I know Eddie King listen. And tell me, ain't got to be no event. I'm tired of listening to all that crap, man. It don't matter. I come back to Carolina and get dead on his ass when he get through towing his bike. I know he listens.
Eddie King in retail.
Well, sign the paper.
I ain't gonna lie. I seen him with a white piece of candy on the side of the trailer in North Carolina. I ain't want to tell nobody that.
I believe Eddie King up on the bed.
Hey, guys, I also wanted to tell y'all, in about 30 minutes, going to Smack Shack is going to be another video teaser put up from this last race. Possum done a little special thing with the video camera. He told me to tell y'all to check it out. Said she'll be up in about 30 minutes to an hour. Then. Got a film crew to come in and do a little video shoot for that last race. Told me to tell y'all to go on post and let you know if y'all like it or not.
Who saw that video,
Ike?
I think everybody on there. It's a teaser. They're gonna do a full length one, but they're gonna Sam gonna put up the link to the teaser here in a minute. You know what I mean? He just wanna see if y'all like it or not. You know what I'm saying? And, you know, basically just give your opinion if it was a good job, a bad job. You know all that there. You know what I'm talking about?
Cool.
She'll be up in the Smack Shack here in a minute. And Custom Cuz, no, you are not on the video.
Wait, you know what? Anything that I watch this late, if it ain't got no women on, I ain't trying to watch it this late. I ain't trying to watch Network Possum on this late.
Hey, Amy on there.
Y'all act like that's the beautifulest woman in the world. Come on now. Come on, man.
It don't matter if she the baddest thing walking or not. You
man, come on, man. My mom
again.
Look way better than that.
Shama
look
again.
Way better than that.
He's talking about
she's just jealous she didn't get on his bike and take no pictures.
Man,
hey,
I don't need nobody. I had two of the baddest women in the world on my motorcycle. So, come on now.
Hey, Ike. Is that the girl that
he's
talking about that took the picture this weekend?
She didn't like the light-skinned girl to be doing all the pictures with paparazzi.
With the big-ass
you know?
Titties.
Yeah, yeah. That's what
see, I wanted to say that, but I didn't want to be incorrect about saying that. But
you,
I want
to
fight.
You ain't got to worry about it. I'm going to help you out. Man, because you ain't got now all that can top that girl.
Those are breast implants. That's silicone. Dollars.
Give a damn.
Who cares?
I don't give a damn. You ain't about here to give a damn.
I mean, go to the local power store and blow a balloon up.
If she bought them or God gave them to them, I like them.
Okay.
I don't care.
Y'all see what you want to.
She got two stroker cranks right now, and I like them.
My models are all natural, you know, homegrown models, okay? When you come to Valhalla, you can touch and feel my models.
I don't give a shit. That motherfucker look good on the back of that Earth bike this weekend.
Yeah, I understand that, but you know what? You got to pay to play.
You ain't played none this weekend, so it didn't pay either.
Well, you know what? Say what you want to say, but when you come to Valhalla, I got some of the baddest models, and I got two. I don't have one.
Man,
I have two.
Them your cousins, man. When that girl was on that show, somebody asked her, she was like, you a cousin. One of them girls is your cousin, man.
I mean, I didn't say I was sleeping with them. I said I got two of the baddest models in the world. I didn't say I was sleeping with them. Come on, Killzone.
You were acting your ass though it was, though.
I mean, you know, come on, fellas. I mean, I got two for one. Two for one, fellas.
Man, you over there doing incest, man.
Man, come on, man. Yeah,
y'all been
Custom Cut mad because he couldn't get it. That's what it was. He offered to do her hair and nails, and she wasn't with it.
Do her hair? Man, come on, fellas. I mean, when you bring two of the finest women in the world, all natural. No silicone over here, fellas. No silicone.
Man,
so you don't like fake titties, man. Titties is titties, bro. What's wrong with you?
Hey, who cares if they fake?
But, how
you know you couldn't titty real?
You know what? I'm not gonna answer that.
So you can look at them things, ain't natural. Them ain't remanufactured that. They weren't built in the shop.
You know, y'all, them aftermarket, okay? Those aftermarket.
Whatever shop doing that, tell them, you know what I'm saying? I might think about putting my old lady in the shop, too. Just tell me how
I'm telling you.
Hey, man, I ain't gonna mess with y'all on that, man. It's all good, fellas. It's all good. I ain't gonna mess with y'all. You know.
All right, guys, we're going to call it an extended hour over a few, man, just because of a little delay. I hope everybody got the answer that they were looking for from the past event.
We ain't got no answer. We ain't got nobody from North Carolina with the 1,000 to get on here.
I'm sure y'all tell Alex
he can go get that nipple out of his mouth. He ain't got to suck on it all week because he ain't nothing to say today.
Sure, lay the message on. Let's see here. No, we don't have any more callers on tonight. But I'm sure a response will be coming from them Carolina guys. I can't see how they can not respond. So hopefully that
stage
you all
fright
can link up. Let's see.
All I can say to the Carolina boys and my Doc Holliday boys, say win. Just say win.
All right, well, we're going to end with that, guys. Wish everyone a happy Wednesday. And like I said, hopefully next Wednesday we can have some closure to this. Like it's going to be a continuation. So with that being said, we will talk next Wednesday. Good night to you.